Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with North Alabama winner Morgan Haviter. Then we'll speak with County Line Raceway winner Michael Altobelli. And we'll have a conversation with Newport Speedway winner Chris Corum. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out at Hartwell, Georgia. Michael Seeger's got that one. Plant Duke won at Woodstock. Sugar Creek, Sean Chastain. Kenny Collins at Victory Lane at Toccoa. Winder Barrow goes to Chris Woods. $6,000 winner Benji Knight at Lancaster, South Carolina. Cherokee to Leighton Sullivan. Ross Paris wins Traveler's Rest. Lawrence to Travis Jameson. And Storm Altman gets it done at Dillon. Wartburg in Tennessee to Anthony White. Odie Overholt wins Tazewell. Smoky Mountain, Skip Arp and Jed Everett win there. Corey Hedgecock does it at I-75. And at Big South Fork, it's Bobby Petty. Now to Virginia and the voice of Tim Abelseth from Lonesome Pine.
In a turn number three, Lance Catlin drives it in hard. Gets close to Dudley, can't get close enough. The number four of Kyle Dudley takes the victory at Lonesome Pine Raceway.
Langley to Jacob Derrick, Landon Pembleton, and Trevor Ward. The checkers at South Boston with to Benji Hicks, Natural Bridge to Wyatt Coffey in a Crown Vic. North Carolina at East Lincoln to Billy Joe Wynn. Anthony Sanders and Derek Ramey get wins at Gastonia. The checkers at Ace to Rumley, Dalton, and Barber. Braden Jones wins Friendship. Tri-County to Ronnie Bassett Jr. Danny Bone wins Bowman Gray. Wake to Eli Black. Mike Huey wins Harris. Hickory to Jake Trado. And Tito Clapp with a big trophy at Caraway. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner at North Alabama Speedway USCS Sprint Car Racing last weekend, Morgan Haviter. Hey, Morgan, welcome back to the show. Another great win. Didn't get to see a lot about it in the clipping. Saw a great smile in Victory Lane. What was the racing like out there as you worked your way towards the checkers?
Yeah, it was a little wild, a little luck, plus a little bit of skill. But, you know, I'll take them any way I can get them nowadays. And, you know, honestly, we were just good. Terry was good, and he's been working hard on our cars.
Morgan Haviter certainly got it done once again. Winner multiple times, been on this show multiple times, and now again in Victory Lane for the USCS Sprint Cars down in North Alabama at Mother's Day weekend. And a lot has changed in your life since the last time we had you on the air. I believe it's Ramsey Coy and Macy Kay, along with the new husband. This has got to be a great time. You seem like home is going well, family, career. In fact, I even saw you posted that on Facebook. What's it like to be Morgan nowadays with all this good stuff?
The life that I have now with kids and a husband just brings a whole new meaning to life. You know, for a while, racing was my only focus, and now having two kids and a husband and a career and everything's just firing on all cylinders. I think it's just a testimony to what moms do, and like to still be able to come out here and be competitive after two C-section babies and all that I'm doing, plus work, plus family, plus working in the shop, and just speaks volumes to what I have going on, the people I have supporting me and loving me and still giving me the opportunity to do this.
Morgan Haviter, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Mother's Day weekend, and we couldn't have found a better one to chat with us. Winning racer, as she said, got a couple of the little ones just in the last 24 months or less, and 2021 marriage, an awesome part of the combination that makes things so good for Morgan and her entire family. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So when you were young, I would imagine, you know, people would say to you, be careful now, this and that. But when you're the mom now and you're putting the helmet on, Is Ramsey, you know, kind of come over? Does Macy Kay hold a little differently? What's it like when you're about to leave and they're kind of saying, Mom, you know, go win, but, you know, we want you back here to take care of ourselves?
It's definitely a mind shift. You know, I go out there and I'm definitely different in the car than I ever was before, but I don't know, there's still just the spark. I mean, I still drive it just as hard as I ever have. And there's even a little piece of me that I think wants it even more. I mean, I'm all about having fun right now. And I, for some reason in my mind, when I'm having fun, it just, the winning comes naturally. And that's where we're at. And I think I want it more for my kids now than I did for me before.
Do you just kind of pick and choose now with how, you know, you balance this all?
I do think we're picking and choosing, but I also want to race a lot. So it's getting the husband and grandma and everybody on board to kind of watch the kids while I'm off doing what I love. And I'm pretty sure we're going to go to the ASCS races for Mother's Day weekend. So really just doing any of the races that the weather's nice, the money's good, you know, close to home, but may have some 410 racing on the horizon as well. So I don't know if you would say 20 or 30 times, maybe 40 this year, but we'll just kind of see where that road leads us.
Morgan Havener, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Mother of two young kids, the husband, the grandma, all of it, Mother's Day weekend. Where can we find you on the internet so we can keep up with all this?
Yeah, you know, I have been awful. I really have. I don't even have a racing page. For so long I did. And, you know, I have Pingrade. I'm an ambassador for them. They kind of, you know, keep me up to date and make sure some of my stuff is posted. And, you know, FK Roddins and just so many people on board.
Well, we got to let it go with that. Pingrade, FK, and you can check out Morgan Havener on their social sites and keep up with all of the great things that she's doing. Morgan, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City. And then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night. And it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride. And we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime, but it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans, and we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Whether you're from Pennsylvania, where he's from, or racing down in the South, where he tears it up, Michael Altobelli. Modified Mafia Series champion and winner coming back from two big races down in Eastern Carolina, one at Elizabeth City Dixieland Speedway, and then one over at County Line Raceway, Elm City, which is closer to 95. You all have probably driven by there up and down if you've been over towards the East Coast in any way, shape, or form. But, Michael, you were driving the heck out of it from one track to the other, and I got to believe that the different surfaces, like the different fields or golf courses that other golfers might play on, it's got to be really just nerve-wracking trying to figure out how to drive on a certain track with only maybe a few laps early in the day, and then you got to go to work. What's that process like for you?
I think this last weekend we all got thrown a curveball because we ran our qualifying and everything. We were getting ready for the feature Friday night, and the skies opened up and we got a little rain. Scott and the guys went to work. We weren't sure if we should tighten up, loosen up. We didn't know because we've never been, you know, in that situation down there and how the clay took it. But luckily, we made the right calls down there, and the car was really good. And then Saturday at County Line, we had rain all day. I woke up in the morning at the motel. It was raining. I was actually getting ready to head back to Pennsylvania, and they said, no, we're going to race. So we waited around and raced and got to the track. And I was actually worried that the track was going to be bad because it rained a lot. And like I said, thankfully for the sand, it drained pretty good down there, and the track got pretty racy. And again, the car was pretty on point. We didn't change a whole lot from our standard.
How much does
on a normal night.
Michael Altobelli, the Modified Mafia Series champion, he's from Saxon, Pennsylvania, by Bedford Speedway, if you know where that is, the kind of central part of the state, not over in sprint car territory on the east and not over towards the west where the Lernerville crowd and all the late models and big blocks and, you know, such run over that way, right there in the middle. But Saxon PA's Michael Altobelli is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So the rain, the weather, you're talking about loosen this, tighten that, and everything. How much input does the driver make in what you do as a modified racer? Are you actually working on the car, or are you just kind of going, please make it so I can go fast and win? Where in between are you helping?
Well, when I ran my own cars and I ran for Dan, I worked on the cars a lot. But now that I'm with Scott, he does 100% of the adjustments. Now we talk though. He asks what I think the car needs, how the car feels, you know.
So he's not just saying, "Hey man, we're eating ice cream in the pits and you can't come." none of that kind of stuff.
No. We talk a lot back and forth. And us, we're a new team. I mean, last year was our first full year together as a team, and I feel like, I mean, we won the championship last year with the modifieds, but I feel like this year we've already had a way better year than we have last year.
How big was it? You know, Chris Arnold and Austin Holcomb, who are the current point one and two, and our guest Michael is third, Michael Altobelli. How big is it to win basically on their turf last weekend and then kind of go into the momentum where the race at Oak Level coming up this weekend is nearby where the Heath Racing shop is, where you race out of? Does that help with confidence at this point?
Yeah, definitely. Racing with Chris and Austin and Austin Self, there's a bunch of guys there. And Chris and Holcomb are both very good down there, especially at County Line. I mean, that's in Holcomb's backyard. So those guys are really good. And Chris gets around there pretty good, too. So it's nice to beat them guys. You know, it seems like I'm battling with them every week, and it's nice to come out on top every now and then.
Well, Michael Altobelli got it done. Dixieland Speedway, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and then over at Elm City at County Line Raceway. He is the defending Modified Mafia champion, a series that goes up and down the East Coast, Pennsylvania, all the way down into Georgia. And Michael has raced all across the country. But you've been living this life, you know, growing up at the track, watching your dad race and such. What were those days like watching him race? And how does it feel now to have a championship and be, you know, kind of the kid maybe that you dreamed you would be?
It's pretty cool. Like I've been running around Bedford since I was a little kid, watching my dad. And I actually really enjoyed helping him when he raced. That was, I almost enjoyed it as much as racing myself. But you always, when you're a kid running around there, you always think, man, I wish I could drive that or do this. And then
now, did you, kind now, of now certainly dad would be one of your favorites, but did you have another one that you would wear his shirt every now and then? You know, if dad was punishing you, you wore somebody else's shirt?
Well, a few years ago, Eric Zimbauer, one of the announcers at Bedford, he told me when I was a little kid, I used to cheer for him and I liked him. And I think I actually did, if I remember right, because he had cool colors on his cars, real bright colors. And Eric's a good guy. You know, he announces up at Bedford and he does a lot for the race community. So I'll stick with Eric. I'd say he would have been my second favorite.
There you go. Yeah. Dad's got to be first. But Michael Altobelli is putting the Altobelli name up there in victory lane. These days, he is the defending modified Mafia champion and coming off of a couple of wins in North Carolina, heading down to Virginia to the newly reopened Oak Level Raceway for this weekend's events. The Modified Mafia runs all over the East Coast. But with all that traveling and all the different things that you have going on, how about social media so that folks listening in, maybe they want to buy a shirt, maybe they want to get in touch. How do they follow you on socials or find the team?
We have our Facebook page, Scott Heath Racing. And the guy that helps us, Bob, he takes care of all that. You can get on there. We have shirts and stuff. We just got an order of shirts in, so we'll have some new shirts and hopefully some hats and stuff. And we always have apparel with us at the track, so don't be afraid to come up to the trailer and say hi.
Come see Michael Altobelli and the Scott Heath Racing Team, the Modified Mafia Champion, defending series champion. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, we appreciate you taking the time, Michael. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back for more.
Fireworks in the air here at Nashville Super Speedway.
Reddick and Bell locked together door to door as they head into three. Nobody giving an inch there.
Start your engines as the Cracker Barrel 400 NASCAR triple header this May 29th through the 31st storms into Nashville Super Speedway, where horsepower meets Music City rhythm. 3 days, three races. It's a high-speed honky-tonk under the lights all weekend long. Get your tickets at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com or call 866-RACETIX today.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. If you're anywhere from the state of Tennessee, you have probably crossed paths dirt track or pavement with our next guest, Chris Corum. And now he is back in victory lane as a driver after being a promoter and just a great part of the Tennessee racing family. I didn't realize it had been 20 years since you have gone to victory lane at a track like Newport. This had to be a real, real special one. What kind of memories does it bring back when you race this vintage car?
Yeah, man. Hey, thanks for having me on, Lenny. And yeah, it felt like every day of 20 years. in some ways, you know, we went through and worked for Bob Sargent and had three or four different racetracks. And you know, I raced for about 10 years, became a promoter, and then we got this old vintage car. And Newport's one of my very favorite racetracks. I mean, probably my top two is Nashville Fairgrounds and Newport Speedway. The two tracks I think Earnhardt Jr. is going to race at this year. But getting that thing back in victory lane at probably my favorite racetrack, Newport Speedway, was very, very rewarding after all these years.
So a 71 Camaro, am I correct on the year of that? And now it's a race car on the high banks of Newport. How's that thing make it around the track?
Yeah, man. Well, I'll tell you, those things start out as it's an old Townsend late model stock car that we start with. And then just put the 71 Camaro body on it. Tony Pondauskas has fabricated a beautiful body for that car. And it looks like the old late models I remember watching growing up as a kid. And the Carolina Vintage Series, it's got to be 72 or back bodies. And so we're out there racing with Chevy 2s and Chevelles and Mustangs. And there's another couple of Camaros. And, man, it's a flashback for me lining up with all those cool old race cars.
Chris Corum on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Vintage class winner at Newport Speedway, a track he hadn't won at in a couple of decades. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Well, back in 71... You might have had an 8-track in the thing. Did you pop in a Kiss CD or some things like that? What did you were you listening to on those closing laps?
Hey, that's a great idea for the next time I qualify. Some Kiss, maybe Strutter or Detroit Rock City would be a great qualifying song. But you know, I tell Leslie, my wife, I've got all these old 70s, 80s tunes loaded in my head, so I just pick one and go. But yeah, those old race cars are really cool. And I mean, I was lucky. Saturday night, Bosco Lowe was in the grandstand. We had Herman Goddard and LD Ottinger there, and actually dedicated to the win to the guys who run feature division cars that look like those cars. Cause I grew up, of course, watching my dad race, and man, everything was Camaros back then. And so I've always really had an affection for that body style, and to have a race car now that look like those old race cars is really special to me.
It is a very cool looking race car. We'll post a picture of the 21 machine, and it is just bad to the bone. And Chris Corum taking it to victory lane, that's bad to the bone as well at Newport Speedway. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. But you also went vintage with a couple of friends there in victory lane that, have kind of been on this journey in the racing world for a couple of decades or more with you. What was it like having Chuck and Rick alongside you in victory lane?
Well, man, that was just a cherry on top. I'll tell you, Chuck Ward, who owns Newport Speedway now and has done a unbelievable revitalization of that racetrack. It's cooler than when it was first built. So he's really put the money into this place. It's a beautiful high bank, 410, super fast racetrack. Rick Watson, who I had also driven for, is the general manager at the racetrack. So we had a car together. In fact, the last race I drove for Chuck, we won a super late model race at Newport Speedway over 20 years ago. So to have those guys back with me with a victory lane photo, man, that was, as they say, full circle for me for sure. It is a really, really cool night.
Full circle for sure. Chris Corum taking the vintage win at Newport Speedway in a 1971 Camaro with big 21 on the side. very reminiscent of his father, the famed Little Bill Corum in Victory Lane there at Newport, the paved high banks of that racetrack that has done so well. So, Chris, you know, you keep doing this. Do you start to travel around? You know, you're going to go super late model racing? Isn't that what everybody would ask? What's next?
Well, probably the coolest compliment all night Saturday night was "You still got it." So, you know, there's already been talk about finding something to drive for the Cars Tour event that's going to be there in October. And hey, I'm up for it. I'm a little sore after Saturday night's win, I'll be honest, but that is a high bank fast place with a lot of G-force. But you know, I would definitely like to do that. Right now, we're just I'll tell you, I saw a picture of Earnhardt Jr. here a while back of Myrtle Beach, and Jr.'s comment was, "I didn't realize how much fun I was having." And that really stuck with me, that we raced so hard and we were so serious when we were really trying to race 20 years ago that we didn't realize how much fun we were having. And now we're having fun. And I know I go back to super late model racing and you get serious again. So We're just having fun with this thing right now. We may go to Tri-County in a couple of weeks, and there's some other tracks they visit, which would, you know, I love Hickory, Kingsport, Lonesome Pine. A lot of those old racetracks were really fun for me to race at back in my day. So to take this old car to some of those old places would be cool, too.
Vintage racing on those tracks, and Chris Corum on our profabrication.com hotline, our guest after his victory at Newport Speedway last weekend in the 1971 Camaro, looking so strong. Hey, Chris, where can folks find you on the internet to maybe keep up with all these activities and even maybe see a playlist of what you're going to play?
At Corum 21, and I make a lot of rock and roll posts too, if you like old rock and roll, but at Corum 21 on X is where I'm probably most active, and Facebook, of course, at Chris and Leslie Corum. But you know, Newport Speedway is a great place to keep up with or Carolina Vintage racers. Also, if you're into that kind of thing, I've had a lot of questions about how do you build one of those cars, because you know they're really
Chris,
cool.
Chris, we got to drop it there. Chris Corum, thanks for joining us for the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today.
Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
Green flag, the Coca-Cola 600's underway.
This is a crown jewel race.
It's a 600-mile salute to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice.
It's do what we love because of the sacrifices that were made by our military heroes.
If you win this one, you'll carry it with you forever.
It's NASCAR's toughest test of man and machine.
It's the Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Lots and lots of racing going on now. Everybody is back open and getting out there. Green flags, checkered flags, fans in the stands, and great racing. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow it all on our social media. PRN at the track on X, Facebook, and Instagram. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.